Uncle C back in the office, and in this video I'm super excited because I'm going to be teaching you how to reduce your flake rate when it comes to texting women by over 90%. Now you might just be thinking, Casey, this is some BS clickbaity headline. And by the way, if you want to get this t-shirt because they're hugging, if you want this shirt, I made a few shirts below. I don't know how cool they are. I don't know if they'll sell. Honestly, I don't really care, but I don't know. I kind of liked it, so I made it. But we're talking about texting today. Okay, and how do you reduce flakes? You might be thinking, Casey, because you put reduce flakes by 90%, is that BS? Well, the answer is no. The reason why it's not BS is because this is not some clickbaity headline. I'm actually going to be teaching you how to actually make sure that your woman that you're trying to see, that you're trying to get to know, that you're trying to seduce, has a good, strong emotional pull towards you, and how you can use the phone to bridge the gap to meeting up, to meeting her in person as soon as possible, to making sure that you guys have a good, genuine connection. This is ridiculously key. If you guys have a good connection and she has strong emotional chemistry towards you, there's no way you're going to get flaked on. And I'm going to show you exactly how to do this. Now, before we begin, I wanted to brush by you real quick. I have created a $5 guide, and I never run sales on my programs, but for the next 24 hours, I'm doing a $5 sale on my Texting with Seduction guide. Now, this is really cool because what I did was I took the exact texting segment from Never Left Unread, my very first program. I sandwiched that with the first module of Masculinity Blueprint, and I guarantee you that for $5, you're going to have the intro to my step-by-step texting that I use on a day-to-day basis, and the exact texting formula that I've used to actually coach hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of men along the way. So I want you to watch this whole thing. And not only that, I want you to pay attention, because if you cannot pay attention when it comes to this, what's going to happen is that you're going to keep running into flakes, Snapchats with no replies, no shows, women who don't want to see you, women with lukewarm interest. This is not what I want for you as a coach. So let's dive in. In order for you to understand how to text the correct way, I set this up as a pyramid. Okay, now inside of a pyramid, at the bottom of the pyramid is the most important things that go into texting. The top is the least important. And as you work through this, what's going to happen is that her investment level is going to go through the roof as you get higher and higher. Now, the one key word we have to address before I can actually teach you how to text the correct way is you have to understand the word of investment. Okay, the woman typically flakes, typically does not reply, because she has no investment in you as a man. Okay, think about that for a second. Because she does not know you, because she does not care about you, because she has no emotional connection with you, she has no investment. What is an investment? An investment is when somebody purchases, pays, puts time, puts energy, puts resources into something, right? They're expecting something of equal or greater exchange for their time or energy. That is what an equal investment is. Okay, which is what I mean. If I'm offering you my $5 texting with seduction guide, you're expecting there to be at least $5 or more value within that offer. Okay, so the offer you have to understand is you. And her investment needs to go up by you actually strategizing this the correct way and actually understanding what is going to get her to reply, what is going to be getting her to text back. The first thing that you have to understand is the number one thing, the number one most important thing that dictates your texting ability and if that woman will want to see you is your approach. Think about that. How good were you in person? How good was your approach? Why is this so crucial? Well, listen, if you can come off as a confident, strong, stable man that made a genuine approach from the get-go, think about this. You're confident and you were able to build some sort of chemistry. And if you sandwich this with the recipe of slight teasing and flirting along the way, this is where you're going to come off like a man that understands women. You get women. And when I say get women, not get a bunch of women, but you understand how to actually get her to open up a little bit more to you. This is going to resonate in her emotional radar as high competence. This is something sexy to her. What most men don't understand is that when you get to this point and you actually do approach, the frame, mindset, and wording you have to be using at the end of this before you ask for the number is this. You're not sold on her yet, but you wouldn't mind meeting. You wouldn't mind getting to know. You wouldn't mind getting to know her, what she's up to, what she's like, what she brings to the table. If you can phrase your approach like that, Fellas, not only does it separate you from the pack because you had the balls to approach, but now what's going to happen is that it looks like you have qualification standards. Just by you doing this, her investment level, her radar, this is going to be at about a 2 out of 10. Okay? Out of 10 is the 100% investment that she will have in you as a man to meeting up and seeing. If you get this far, you're at about a 2. So we have some interest raising to do. Not only that, we have some raising of her investment, her buy-in credentials. So once you get this approach down to the T, the next step is her phone number. Okay, so when you ask for this phone number and you get the phone number, here's the three most common mistakes men make. Number one, they ask for the date right away and they logically try to meet up. Number two, they're expecting her to reply within that day because they're reaching out instantly. And number three, they typically ask for double commitments. They say, hey, we should meet up. And then what we should do is we should get lunch after, right? We should meet up and go hiking and then get dinner after. Like, no, they ask for two commitments before they even get a yes on one. Those three things are a big no-no. So when you actually get the number, what I want you guys to do is think about this for a second. She's a human. Humans need to connect with other humans. Okay, and robots are robots. Robots use cell phones. Right, I'm trying to get you to open up and think about this for a second. What we're doing is we're progressing to a FaceTime call. The reason why I highly advise you to do this is because if you progress to FaceTime, it looks like you can actually have the deeper level speaking ability that she may be looking for in a man. It looks like you have the intellect, you have the balls, you have the capacity to take a new stranger and call her on the phone and still look at her face to face. Not hiding behind Snapchats, not hiding behind Tinders, not hiding behind Bumbles, none of that BS. You're actually going to call her. Okay, and when you call her, you're going to flirt with the idea of meeting up. You're not just going to ask for a date right away on that call either. You're going to flirt with the idea of building up. You're warming her up. You went from stranger on the street to approaching her, to getting her to slightly trust you, to now actually calling her, taking time out of your day, showing just a little bit of genuine interest so you don't end up like another dick in the inbox that just wants to smash. This is the most key. This is the highest key to raising her investment. If you can do this right here, you're at about a 5 out of 10. And if you're at a 5 out of 10, guess what? That's 50%, and that's a hell of a lot better than 99.9% of men do. So what's the next step? The next step after this, I would recommend within 2 to 3 days later, you start texting, right? And when you text, you are logically now starting to get her schedule. And this is when you can actually frame it as you're a busy man, you're a high-value man, you're on your purpose. You can tell her your calendar's super booked, you're packed, which it should be. You need to be progressing in life. When you frame it like this, it puts you in the standpoint now as, hey, I've met you. This is the next logical progression. I want to see you. What's your schedule like? If you can start to do this, you're at about a 7. And then once you guys start to move in that back and forth, I highly advise to go a step further and continue to build rapport and add comfort. Continue to flirt with her, continue to tease her through the phone, continue to make sure that you remain kind of aloof and not yet sold on her, but you really are having genuine interest of meeting up with her. The reason for this is because A, when you do this, you gotta realize that you're finally not S3X focused. This isn't going to register in her head as, oh man, this man just wants to smash me. This is now finally going to seem a bit real to her. And the fact is that it should be real. If you're a genuine man, if you're a man who's doing the retention, doing the nofap, screening for quality women, you're entitled to this whole system. And you're like, God damn it, you deserve this system due to the fact that you're a man looking for quality in your life. She should be appreciating this too. Okay, so if you can build rapport and you can still get her to text back, not play games with you here, actually agree to giving you her calendar, you're giving her your calendar, you guys are picking a day, you're at about an 8 out of 10, and then from there, you just need to go meet up with her. Tell her, hey, I'm going to meet you here, I'm going to pick you up here, you get to that destination, be on time, and get her done. And when you actually see her, then you flirt with her, you have a good interaction, just like you did on the approach. And when she sees that you're congruent the whole way through, you're not changing your personality, you're not being someone that you shouldn't be or that you're not on these text messages, well, guess what? Her comfort level just rises and rises and rises because she's like, okay, I got a man who's comfortable with himself. I got a man who knows how to talk to me. I got a man who wants to take genuine interest in me. Of course, I'd want to go meet him. And if you're doing these things, fellas, this is truly going to reduce the flight rate by 95%. Think about it. The woman has no investment in you at the bottom. But if you think about, if you were that woman's father, Would she text you back right away? Yes. She has high investment with her dad. If you were her mother, would she text you back right away? Yes. If you were her brother, would she text you back right away? Yes. Reason for this is because she has investment towards all those people. When you start to become a man that knows how to make women invest in you, this is when you truly will crush it. The approach controls your phone game. Do not think for one second that you can copy paste some hacks template and then think that all of a sudden you're going to be a texting genius and have dates lined up. Does not work that way. If you like this video, hit the like button. Be sure to get the Uncle C merchandise. I'm starting with some new designs, new labels for you guys. I'm going to try to mix and match, and we will see you in the next one.